Yeah, hi. You were talking earlier about what brothers and sisters used to do when you were little.
Well, yeah, things they've done to you, yeah?
Yes. And my big sister Liz, when we lived in Hampshire, she used to dress me up in one of her old party dresses.
Yes.
Walk me up and down the street. And,
this is like 3 weeks ago, you're saying, right? Yeah, go on.
And pretend that I was her little sister.
Now, you know, God knows I'm no Freud, but I know where we're going here. Today, what kind of lifestyle and relationship do you have today? Has this left any scars? On the inside, I mean.
No, none at all. I mean, I'm sitting here in my princess and pearls.
Yeah, of course you are, yeah. Is there any record of this? Is there any photographs of you in drag at this age?
Unfortunately not.
And these days, do you ever say to Liz, you know, do you say, what, you know, why did you do that? Did you have to talk, you didn't have to kind of do high-pitched voices and stuff?
Was it just... No, well, my voice was pretty high in those days anyway, but...
I've got to say, I believe, and of course, one never knows until one's put in the furnace, but I believe all my doors are open. I believe, as you do, Dan, that we have no grand hang-ups or prejudices,
nope.
Sexual or otherwise, God forbid. But I must say, when I'm, my sonny was about... 2.5 and 3, and I went in and Bonnie goes to do that. Ed dressed him up. Get those clothes off of him, I said, fearing for future grandchildren in the male line. I really did. Don't, that is not acceptable. Sonny's standing there with big, it looks like E.T. when they put their hat on him, you know. And but it's, you bore no scars about that, but that's what your sister used to do, huh?
She did, yes.
Yeah, then?
He's just broken something out of my head, because it took me out in the street. I remember when my youngest sister, Joanne, was born. I was 16. My next sister, Dan, was 15. We used to take her out in the pram, and when people stopped saying, that's a lovely baby, we would tell them it was ours.
You're 15 and 16.
We would say, and they would just look at you kind of askance. And of course, it was very believable because she looked very like both of us.
Of course, yeah, of course. And you said, yes, our baby.
Our baby.
And they scamper off to talk to the Brazilian Times. Have we beaten your test?
Uh-huh.
15 and 16. It is. That's what we're doing this morning. Elder and brothers and sisters did you. We had a wonderful call last time we did this. And this is very much an elder brother thing to younger brothers. Build the scale electric track and then say to the younger brother, I don't know if this is working. There's only one way to test. Younger brother, eager to play anything the elder brother asks. Well, just put your tongue on the track and see if you get... And then the kid would belt upright, having gone skeleton humans. Oh, I've got electric shock, did you? Says brother, looking concerned. Then we'll pretend to fix the track. Ah, that's secured.
Let's do it again now.
Try it again now. What do you mean?